London, from New York City, please welcome the Spin Doctors. First song of our set. We'd like to just go right ahead and break one of the cardinal rules of show business right now. How do you feel about that? We're gonna fly in the face of conventional wisdom, all right? All right. You see, the general rule of thumb is that you're not supposed to have a sing-along in the first song of the set, because the idea is that the crowd's not ready to sing, but you guys are gonna sing with us, aren't you? You're not gonna make me look like a wanker, are you? Here we go, because my philosophy is as follows. If we can get you guys to sing the first song of the set, then the rest of the set, and the rest of the evening, and quite possibly the rest of our lives, are gonna totally fucking rock. So, are you gonna sing along with the Spin Doctors? Here we are.
Thank you. talking mad. Jeff bar off on something down she had. Send me back to old Baghdad. Spin doctor.
It's the 20th anniversary of Pocketful of Kryptonite. 20 years. So we're performing Pocketful of Kryptonite from beginning to end. For those of you that don't know. Wait, before I forget, happy anniversary to Teresa and Ralph. They flew all the way from Florida. That's in the United States. To be here. And mis amigos de España, que vuele de Barcelona, grandes torteres de España. And who else came from a long way away?
Germany!
Oh, okay, what's up, you St. John's Woods?
Los Angeles!
You guys have a different definition of a long way than we do. When we first got our record deal with Epic, the president of Epic was this British guy. His name was Richard Griffiths, and we got him to send us to London. We did a tour of London. I don't know. Was anybody at any of those gigs? We played like the Mean Fiddler and the Cricketer and was that the what? The Croydon cartoon. We played there like twice. It was like the tour of London, and. One day, Darren Green, this guy who was like sort of our roadie and sort of, we were sort of roadieing him around maybe a little bit more than he was roadieing our equipment. We were like, where were we? We were by the museum, the National Museum. And we were staying near like King's Road. And we were like, how do you get to the King's Road? We're going to walk because we're from New York. We have like steel feet. And people were like, oh, you can't walk there. You could never walk there. No, you must get the underground. And we were like, we're tourists. We want to look around and just walk. And they're like, no, you can't walk there. It was like 15 blocks. But anyway, I love it here. We love it here. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're the luckiest band in the world. Maybe you recognize this song.
I got the sound of God. It's easy, it's crappy, right? Take all of our gear to our gigs around New York City in taxis. And the New York City taxi drivers, they don't like a lot of baggage and crazy stuff. They'll just drive right by. So we had sort of a ruse. I would go around the corner, I'd hail a cab, and then between getting the cab and driving around the corner, I'd explain, okay, we've got all this equipment, but we'll give you a big tip, and we know how to do, so we don't fuck up your cab, and blah, blah, blah. And it was pretty crazy.
You lied.
And then finally, we were playing all these gigs for, like, really, you know, very little money. And there were these two clubs in New York City called the Mondo Cane and the Mondo Perso. They were owned by the Mafia, but they were run by this little South African guy who used to wear, like, lederhosen. And he was as gay as confetti. Just flamboyantly gay. With this wonderful, like, accent and stuff. And he gave us a shot at this place. And if you made it to the weekends there, you made $500 a night, which meant that we all got $100, and we gave Jason, a manager, $100. So the first time we played there, we walked out of there with $100. I hadn't seen $100 in one place my entire adult life that I'd earned. Let alone from playing tunes that, like, we made up. So we go to the Triumph Diner on Bleecker Street. And it's not there anymore. It's freaking, like, you know, blimpy now or something. But anyway, I was used to ordering the cheapest thing on the menu, like, you know, usually a fried egg sandwich. I walk in there, I'm looking for the fried egg sandwich, and I'm like, wait a minute. I have $100 in my pocket. So I ordered, like, a T-bone steak, a big milkshake, and like a, you know, an order of coleslaw or something that I didn't even want to eat. I just because I could order it. And I don't know. I never felt richer. You know, we went on to do a lot of really cool stuff. We played Glastonbury and we played Woodstock. We did a lot of amazing things, but I don't think I ever felt richer than that moment. But I still feel that way playing in front of a room like this. And I think I can speak for these guys too.
Lying in a line, written in resurrection.
and gentlemen on the drums, Eric Holmes.
Thank you.
Yeah. London. London. Tonight. You didn't have to dress up for us,
but I'm glad you did.
Where's Dave Landsberger? You're all right, take it. Danielle, they came from
Germany.
Where'd you come from?
Germany.
Not Toronto.
Los Angeles.
From Germany. Switzerland.
Germany,
thank you. Thanks for translating. My American's a little bit rusty. Can we get a little more mic on the fan, please?
Just know I can't believe you. Once upon a time. I don't need your loving, baby, now. Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark White. Mark White on the lead bass. Putting his best foot forward, as always. On the lead drums, ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Comis. Aaron Comis on the lead drums. Show him the appreciation you have for deep in your hearts, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris Barron. We are the original Spin Doctors. The original. We're those same shitheads you saw in that video. Except maybe we're some bigger shitheads. Yeah. I'm quite content to take my chances. Against the kingdom stands and moves and crosses. Bits in out of Cain and Abel. And I can feel the lay underneath the table. Thank you.
Pretty face. Thank you. Thank you. Say it loud.
building. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'd be delighted to play you. Thank you. Thank you. We're the Spin Doctors. We are the original Spin Doctors. Thank you very much. I don't know if anybody's checked out the website. It used to really suck. Now it's pretty fucking awesome. So check that out. Most rock bands will tell you to put your cell phones away, but if you got like a BlackBerry or, you know, an iPhone or something like that, you want to take it out right now and send an email to info to us, info@spindoctors.com. You can get on our email list and we could do this again sometime. We should do this more often. Listen, our emails are interesting, informative, and infrequent. Okay, so we're not going to spam you. After the show, we're going to be over at the merch booth, all of us, hanging out. We've got mugs, so you can have a lovely cup of tea. And t-shirts and stuff. But you don't have to buy anything. Just come on over. We'd like to meet every single one of you. We'll be at the merch booth afterwards. I'm forgetting something. It's Mark's birthday. No. It's not birthday. You know what though? It is my friend. It is. We're taping the show tonight, dude, so you, all of your applause has been immortalized. It's my friend. It is my friend Michael Pasadena's birthday back in the United States. He was gonna try and be here, but he can't. So could you guys all just make a three cheers for my friend Michael, who's a confirmed Anglophile. He's an American, but he's a solicitor. He's such an Anglophile. He got his British law degree. So yeah, he's one of the good guys. He gets English, you know, British people like American citizenship. So he's a good guy. So he's one of the good guys. He's one of the lawyers that keeps the bad lawyers away. You know what I'm saying? So can we do three cheers for my friend Michael Basavia? All right. Hip hip! Hooray! Hip hip! Hooray! Hip hip! Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're the Spin Doctors. Here's a song. We're going to play another song for you because we're not qualified to do any other fucking thing. It's called Yo Mama's a Pajama. It's
I forgot. The other thing I forgot to mention is, like I said before, it's the 20th anniversary of Pocketful of Kryptonite. And by the end of the year, we're going to put out like an anniversary edition, two discs. It's going to have like all the demos and some wacky live stuff. And Mark, all through the early years of the band, and still, it's taken a lot of videos, so we have like screwed up stuff of us super young and super idiotic. We're gonna put that on there too, and it's gonna be really nice. Hope you like it. Gosh. We already played that one. We can't play it again. Bonus track, baby. Right. The transatlantic bonus tracks. Thank you. Say one more thing on behalf of the band. Thank you. Nobody knows better than us that if it wasn't for you, this would be a rehearsal. Thank you. Or it could be dinner.
I'm gonna take you to the end of the street. Grab the spin doctors, ladies and gentlemen. Mark White on the bass. Eric Thomas on the drum. Eric Steepman on the guitar. My name is Chris Barron. Thank you again. Good night. Get home safe. Be nice to each other.